decidedly Christian, distinctly biblical, and just a little bit nuts. This is Squirrel Chatter.
And welcome to the Piney Woods, ladies and gentlemen. I am your squirrel host. Good to have you with us. It's Monday, the 22nd of November, and we're coming to you from the ARN studios, high atop the tallest tree in the Piney Woods. How you doing today? Up with Montana boys, down with the foe. Good old Grizzlies out for the victory. We'll shoot our back around the foeman's line. Hot times are coming now, oh brother mine. Hey, up with Montana boys, down with the foe. Good old Grizzlies triumph today. And the squeal of the pig will float on the air from the tummy of the grizzly bear. Yes, indeed, the Grizz won the Grizz Cat game. They won a very hard defensive battle between two really good football teams. Both of them ended the season 9-2. The final score on Saturday was 29-10 in favor of the Grizz. They took the lead on the second play of the game, where they fired in a wonderful 74-yard touchdown pass. Just trying to remember the stats there. Yeah, 74-yard touchdown pass. That was how the game started. And wow, yeah, that's the way it began. So we have a Grizz victory. The Grizz ended up as the number 6 seed in the FCS playoffs. The Bobcats ended up as the number 8 seed. Both of them got a first-round bye. Excuse me. The Grizz will play next Friday night, December 3rd. And they're going to play the winner of next Saturday's UNI Eastern Washington game, which will be over in Cheney at Eastern Washington. So, yes, indeed, we have a wonderful, wonderful Grizz victory. So we can dance, we can sing, we can just have a good time with that. Hey, Squirrel Chatter is part of the Christian Podcast Community. Head on over to ChristianPodcastCommunity.com. There are all sorts of great podcasts over there for you to check out if you need something in your earbuds that are worth listening to. My meters are looking funny, so I am not sure exactly how the sound's coming on. So it's jumping into the red, but it shouldn't be. I'm not going to adjust anything because everything's good on the board, but the meter on the computer is jumping into the red a lot, like I'm being really loud, and I'm not. So we'll see how that works out. Could just be my computer did a software update. It could just be a hiccup. So if it's sounding bad to you, let me know. It's squirrelchatter@protonmail.com. Love to hear from you. Always love to hear from you. So we got that. Grizz game is done. Today is also my cousin Ted's birthday. I won't tell you how old he is, but he's older than I am. When he was younger, he had what had to have been one of the best jobs ever. He was the chef on a private yacht down in the Caribbean. And that still just sounds like a blast to me. Now, I had always thought, I'm not sure if it was probably corporate owned. I had always thought, that a private yacht was kind of, a larger scale version of Uncle Tim's bass boat, that they would pull it out onto the water when they were ready to go, or, go down to wherever it was docked whenever they wanted to go sailing on the yacht. And the rest of the time it would just, sit tied up to the dock. No. These are way too big of an investment to do that. Those private yachts cost a lot of money and they are constantly in use. The owner may use it, a few times a year, but the rest of the time they're using it as rewards for employees. You get a week on the yacht, highest salesman take your family for a week on a yacht, something like that. They use it as, they rent them out. You can rent these yachts and take cruises on them when the owner's not using their services that rent these yachts out. So the boat was always traveling around in the Caribbean, and my cousin was the chef on board. He had a fun time. Now he works in restaurant supply in Atlanta. So happy birthday, Ted. Again, I won't tell anybody how old he is, but he's older than I am. All right. Well, yesterday I got to preach up at Hot Springs Bible Church. Preached on Psalm 1 in a message entitled A Tree Firmly Planted. And I posted the audio up on the podcast. So if you haven't listened to that yet, it's up there. Go ahead and give that a listen. Also, I got an email on Friday, and it looks like we may have gotten the feed issue repaired for the for getting Squirrel Chatter up on the Christian Podcast Community webpage whenever I post a new episode. We're hoping that's fixed. But in case this happens again, go ahead and subscribe to Squirrel Chatter yourself. We're on all the major podcasters. We're on Podcatchers. We're on Apple Podcast. We're on Google Podcast. We're on Spotify. We're on TuneIn. We're on Audible. You can find it everywhere. Just go to your favorite podcast software and search for Squirrel Chatter. And you should find us up there, and go ahead and subscribe. And if you can, while you're there, give us a 5-star rating and a review. Would love to see your reviews. Unless you're saying bad things about me, then don't say bad things about me. I don't want to see it. If you say bad things, I'll just ignore it anyway. Good coffee this morning. I'm still drinking the Trailblazer blend from Montana Coffee Traders. This is a coffee, the sale of which proceeds go to help the Glacier National Park Conservancy, of which I am a member, although they do not pay me to support. They're not a sponsor of the podcast, but I'm a member of the Glacier Conservancy because Glacier National Park is my absolutely favorite place on the whole planet. It is my personal opinion that God lives in Glacier National Park. He just visits the rest of the planet. It is just one of the most gorgeous places in the world. And it's a wonderful place to run over an iPad. All right. Let us jump into our reading this morning. We are reading through the New Testament in the Legacy Standard Bible. This morning we are going to be in Revelation chapter 7. But first, our prayers. O Lord, our Governor, whose glory fills all the world, we commend this nation to your merciful care, that we may be guided by your providence and dwell secure in your peace. Grant to the President of the United States and to the governors of the 50 states, and to all in authority, wisdom and strength to know and to do your will. Fill them with the love of truth and righteousness, and make them continually mindful of their calling to serve this people in reverent obedience to you through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things that we ought to have done, and we have done those things that we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Blessed Lord, who hast caused all holy scripture to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, opening up our Bible. We are in the book of the Revelation, chapter 7, again reading from the Legacy Standard Bible. After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth, so that no wind would blow on the earth, or on the sea, or on any tree. Then I saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun, having the seal of the living God. And he cried out with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees until we have sealed the slaves of our God on their foreheads." And I heard the number of those having been sealed, 144,000 sealed from every tribe of the sons of Israel. From the tribe of Judah, 12,000, having been sealed. From the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. From the tribe of Gad, 12,000. From the tribe of Asher, 12,000. From the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000. From the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000. From the tribe of Simeon, 12,000. From the tribe of Levi, 12,000. From the tribe of Issachar, 12,000. From the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000. From the tribe of Joseph, 12,000. From the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000, having been sealed. After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could count, from every nation and all tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes and palm branches were in their hands. And they cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne, and the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen. The blessing and the glory and the wisdom and the thanksgiving and the honor and the power and the strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, "These, clothed in white robes, who are they, and from where have they come?" And I said to him, "My Lord, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones who came out of the great tribulation, and they washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his sanctuary, and he who sits on the throne will dwell over them. They will hunger no longer, nor thirst any more, nor will the sun beat down on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will shepherd them and will guide them to springs of water of life. And God will wipe every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord. Well, thanks for being with us. Hope you have a wonderful Monday and a wonderful week ahead. I look forward to seeing you again here tomorrow for another episode of Squirrel Chatter. As you go through the day, make sure you do the things you ought to do. Don't do the things you ought not to do. And whatever you do, do it under the glory of the Lord. Take care. God bless.
Squirrel Chatter is recorded in front of a live studio hamster.